Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Let's say you found a local pizza restaurant in that market. I would maybe call their competitor and say, you know, your competitor, Domino's, is advertising on WKBC, and they're also spending full price on their advertising. How would you like to compete with them on the same radio station within the same market, but pay only half the amount of money for advertising? And then you go sell them the advertising. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another recording for you, the Secret Loophole Package Buyer, and it's a recording with Marcello. He called me, and this is about a 45-minute consultation with him, answering all aspects about the system, about trade, about how to buy wholesale and resell at a profit, about how to do a triangular trade, about how to get the transaction done without any worries. So I hope you'll find this helpful. Make sure you listen to the other recordings and the other consults I do on the Secret Loophole Package, and most importantly, take action and buy some trade dollars. Enjoy.
First of all, I'll ask you to just clarify how this works, because so far I understand that, you know, I can get into a barter exchange program or association group. You know, no cost, and like you instructed in the program, you know, contact one of the companies and offer to buy their trade dollars, you know, 10 cents or whatever I can negotiate on a dollar. You know, and I have a credit with them, right? And then I search out another company, either within the organization or outside, to buy that product of theirs.
There's a couple different ways you can go about it, okay? Like I said in the course, I'm a member right now of two different trade organizations. It was three. You know how I talked about the two big ones, ITEX and BXI?
Yeah.
All right, ITEX and BXI, about 2 months ago, one bought out the other. It used to be two competing trade organizations. They were the largest in the United States. One was called Business Exchange, and the other one is called ITEX.
Now, I noticed that. I looked up on the site, and they're together now.
Yeah, they're now together. So ITEX bought all of BXI. So now you have one trade exchange, the largest in the U.S. It's called ITEX now. They own all the BXI now. So it's all one. That just happened. That's even better, because it gives you all the trade organizations under one roof. Now, if you notice, if you go to itex.com, did you go to itex.com?
Yeah.
Did you search around and look at all the different things available for sale?
Yeah, that's probably too many. I looked around and browsed just a little bit.
There's thousands and thousands. Did you see all the different things? And they let you search. You can even get the customers' names right there from the site.
I noticed that. That's pretty interesting.
Can you believe that? I didn't even realize it when I put the course together, but I was just playing around on there, and you've got the entire database with the contact information without even being a member.
So basically, without even going to join to get the book for all the...
Yeah, you don't. It's all right there online.
You get it online now.
Yeah, you don't even have to join.
I just noticed that accidentally when I looked on there.
Yeah, now I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know if they realize that that's a mistake or what. I guess it's a double-edged sword. What I'm teaching, there's no one else teaching this, okay? Mm-hmm. So first of all, there aren't that many people doing this, number one. And they want to do it because they want to get people to join their trade exchange. And they want their people to see all the different available products and services that are available through this group. Their whole idea is signing people up and having them pay the upfront fee and becoming a member, you see?
Yeah.
It's in their benefit to do that. So I don't think that's going to change. But what you can do now, like I said in the course, the people who are sitting on all the trade dollars are the services like publishing companies, companies who sell advertising. So if you go to itex.com and search advertising and you look at all the different listings who sell classified ads or TV ads or Valpak, you know what Valpak is?
Valpak, no.
Valpak, you get them in your mail. Do you live in a home?
Oh, yeah, like a little packet of this.
Yeah, there's tons.
Almost like in cards.
Yeah, there's tons of people. There's Valpak members who are members of trade because they're selling advertising. So these guys, a lot of them are loaded up. Because they're a member of ITEX, they're loaded up on all kinds of trade dollars. And because they're lazy, they don't know what to spend it on. So you could approach them. You have their email addresses and their phone numbers. You may want to just call and say, hey, my name's Marcelo. I saw you on the ITEX site. And are you guys still with ITEX? And then you want to find out, are you guys on any trade dollars you may be willing to sell for cash. Just like you heard my calls, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
that part.
It wasn't brain surgery. Okay, so let's say you find someone who says, yes, Marcelo, yes, I've got a bunch of trade. I would be willing to sell it to you for 15 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar or 25 cents on the dollar. And then you say, okay, great. You don't have to commit right there that second. What's the most important thing is? The most important thing is locating a guy willing to sell you the trade dollars, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now you know you've got a guy who's willing to sell you, and he's agreed, and everything sounds good. Now you go shopping. Go search on ITEX for the things you want. Do you have a business right now?
Yeah.
What's your business?
A market wellness programs, for example, you know, health programs, the things that you've seen Kevin Trudeau advertise on TV, and also videos, how to protect yourself videos that marketed online and through TV infomercials. So I have a little stock I want to get rid of.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's called howtoprotectyourselfvideos.com.
Are you selling that stuff through TV?
No, not this product. Another product I was, that aired a few years ago, called Dr. Moore's Dynamic Health and Snorin', which was hot about a couple of years ago.
So you were selling this stuff through Direct Response?
Yeah, Direct Response. That motor program was on TV. I bought advertising through media that way, and the Snorin' product was radio. Direct Response.
How many of those things did you sell, the Snorex? Is that to stop snoring?
Yeah, it was spray. It was hot. Now it's available retail, so the timing's off already out to do that.
So were you selling that stuff through radio?
Yeah, radio. You know, I'd call and negotiate.
Yeah, and how did that go? How many were you selling of that stuff?
I forgot how many units. Oh, man, it was a couple of hundred.
Just a couple hundred?
Yeah, I didn't do it at mass scale because it was just me and I had one assistant.
How many stations did it take to move a couple hundred?
Oh, I only had less than 10.
10 stations, and how often were they running the spots?
They were running just whenever they had available time, and randomly throughout the day.
And you split it with them or something?
Yeah, only based on sales. I give them a percentage of the sales.
And what else were you selling? What was the thing you were selling through TV?
Before that product, I was doing the Dr. Motors Dynamic Health, which was airing about 5 years ago. You know, Dr. Motors being interviewed by Kevin Trudeau on TV, so I aired a couple of infomercials on that. And I did well with that. I used several thousands of dollars just in one day, just in product. But my downfall was like organization. I had to do the counting and all that for myself. My thing was I was good at just getting things aired. You know, I wanted to go talk to the station and get things on the air, you know.
Right.
When the sales come in, I had to be there for the phone calls, and I took care of that too. Because shipping, fulfillment. So a lot of time consuming with a full-time job too.
All right, very interesting. Okay, so all those things, I guarantee you there's fulfillment on trade. There is radio time on trade. There's probably TV in some markets on trade. Now, on that ITEX thing, what you've got to understand is there are more things available. When you're talking media and stuff, that's when you want to get in touch with a good broker. You don't have to do that at first, but there are some benefits by becoming a member. If you can get into an ITEX office or an old BXI office without any upfront costs or very little costs, having availability to a broker is a good idea. But you could also contact some brokers outside of being a member, too.
To do trades, right, to get their service?
Well, the brokers have big listings. Brokers are in the business to know what's available. There's large media trade deals done all the time at the corporate level that you're not going to see on that ITEX exchange.
Okay.
The whole idea is once you locate your person who's willing to sell you the trade dollars, you just go shopping for whatever you want.
Without paying them yet money.
Yeah, you go shopping first and confirm that the person you're buying from has the product you want. Make sure you're getting it at the price they're advertising and they don't jack it up on you. You know, you confirm that they're a willing seller. Then you've got your willing buyer. Then you ask your buyer just to pay for the product in your behalf and just deposit it into the seller's account. And you just tell the seller, I've got a friend who owes me some money and I'm going to have him just deposit it into your account. It'll be coming from this account number. They don't care. They don't care where it's coming from.
You mean the seller of the trade dollars?
Well, the seller of the product. Let's say you're buying media time, okay?
Okay.
You found your buyer, right? He's got 10,000 trade dollars. You want to buy $10,000 in media? He says, okay, I'll sell it to you at 20 cents on the dollar. So you're going to pay him 2,000 cash, and you're going to have him pay the ITEX dollars to the seller of the media. He's going to be the buyer in your behalf.
So the media person, I found that they're willing to say the trade dollars.
The media person is already a member of the exchange.
Yeah.
And the seller that you found the trade dollars is a member of the exchange. So they're going to do the deal, but the product's going to go to you in your name.
Which one is the example you're talking about that I'm getting the trade dollars and the customer I found to buy the product?
All right, I'll start over. Let's say you found the guy willing to sell trade dollars.
Yes.
Okay, let's say he was a guy who sold display advertising in a newspaper.
Okay.
And he says, okay, Marcelo, I'll sell you $10,000 worth of my trade dollars for $2,000 cash. Okay, so then you go look for something you want to buy for your business to help grow your business. So you find a guy who's selling radio spots, and you want to sell your Snorex, okay?
Okay.
So you negotiate with the radio spot, and you say, I'd like to buy X amount of time on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, okay, and he gives you a price, and you confirm that it's a trade price. Then you go back to your advertising guy and say, okay, I'm going to send you $2,000 for your $10,000 in trade. I want you to deposit the $10,000 in trade directly into this account, and you give them the account number of the radio guy.
I see.
You see?
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something that's real important because there was something people misunderstood, and it has to do with the taxes. It's not a tax loophole. Now, when this transaction occurs, some people could think that, well, you know, I'm not even on the books, and because I was out of the deal, I kind of brokered the deal, I don't have to claim. But you do have to claim. See, what you just did is, according to the government, because you have to file, that was a barter deal. Since you bought $10,000 in trade for $2,000, you just earned $8,000. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
As far as your taxes. But if you use that radio time within the year, you've already written it off. You've expensed it out. So just so you know, I wanted to bring that point up.
So in this example, like if I found a radio company that I want to buy advertising in, where does the $2,000 come from to pay the first?
Okay, you found your radio company who wants to sell you spots, right?
Sure.
He's a member of the ITEX, right?
Okay.
Now, remember the guy who you found the trade dollars, who has 10,000 trade dollars? He's a member of ITEX, too. And he wants to get rid of his trade dollars. You're going to pay him $2,000 in cash for his 10,000 trade dollars.
Okay.
Are you with me?
So I pay the $2,000 first and get the $10,000.
Yeah, you're buying his trade dollars at a discount. You've bought his $10,000 of trade for 20 cents on the dollar.
Right.
I'm going to make sure you totally understand this.
This
is the whole thing. So you just bought $10,000 at 20 cents on the dollar. Now, when you go buy that radio time, you've bought the radio at 20 cents on the dollar, you see?
So the $10,000 in trade dollars goes where?
It goes directly to your radio guy because you've already agreed to buy $10,000 in radio spots from the radio guy.
Okay, I got it. I kind of wasn't clear, but yes, okay.
All right, so let me give you an example. Let's say before you even found the trade dollars, let's say you went to your radio guy. He's selling radio spots. They're $100 trade per spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what he charges to anyone else in the ITEX organization, okay? $100. Well, when you go buy that $10,000 in trade, you're going to get 100 spots. 100 times 100 is 10,000, right?
Yes.
But you're getting it 20 cents on the dollar.
Thank
so your $100 spot that used to be 100 on ITEX is only $20.
Yeah, I get it.
You with
so
me?
When I tell the radio station in this example where it comes from, I just tell them to contact this other company where I have credit.
No, you're going to handle everything. Let's say you agree to purchase the trade, okay?
Yeah.
You make a deal and you say, okay, send me a purchase order. Send me an agreement that you'll sell me X amount of spots for X amount of dollars. Fax it to me, okay?
Okay.
So once he faxes that to you and you have a written agreement, then you just take care of the details. You take care of the payment. You call the advertising guy who's going to sell you the $10,000 in trade,
yeah.
And you do a purchase with him. I'm buying your $10,000 in trade for $2,000 cash. I'm going to pay you the $2,000 in cash. You're going to deposit the $10,000 in trade into this ITEX account. Now, you're going to get the ITEX account from your radio guy. You just say, what's your ITEX account number?
Which is an account I might ask for the person that the second party I'm going to...
It's just like a bank account. Yeah. You need his ITEX account number. It all works like a credit card. Does it? It works through the phone.
They don't need to know what account number belongs to. The name.
No, they don't. Nothing. No, they don't care. Number. You just say deposit it into this account.
Okay.
And then you confirm with your radio guy, so he can go online and confirm that the payment's been made.
They do these payments on the trade online?
What will happen is the advertising guy will fax a trade draft that's like a check to his broker, and the broker does it. Or you can just have the advertising guy fax his trade draft, which is a copy of the check written out for $10,000. It doesn't even have to say what it's for. And then the radio guy, he gets it into his account by doing an authorization through his keypad on the phone. Just like if you ran a credit card through with a keypad, it's all set up through the phone.
That's called trade draft?
Yeah, it's called a trade draft. That's right. See, when you sign up as a member of ITEX, you get a checkbook, and it has your account number just like a regular checkbook. And you can write checks for things you want to buy, and you fax them. Okay.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The other thing for through is that, that's example how I want to get something for myself, you know, at a discount, but how do I do it if I want to earn extra money on the side? That's what's my main reason.
Okay, well, if you want to earn extra money on the side, whatever you can buy at a discount, you can resell at a discount.
It doesn't have to be the trade members.
No, it could be to anyone. If there's a member selling radio spots to trade members, he would be willing to sell it to cash members too, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Any member of the trade exchange is also selling to the general public as well. They're only a member of the trade exchange to enhance their business. It doesn't mean that's their only business. They're selling to the public just as any other business.
So if I find that example of this advertising agency that has these trade outlets, one to sell me $10,000 for $2,000.
Yeah. You could go to a cash buyer. You could find someone who's advertising with that station or find someone who's looking for potential advertising and say, how would you like advertising at 50% off the normal rate card?
Now, the easiest way to find that is like through the other members there or... Besides just going door-to-door, I don't want to go door-to-door.
That's oh, how to find your buyers?
Yeah.
You have thousands of different products and services. If you were selling radio advertising, I would find out a little information on the radio company, and I'd find out who some of their customers are. Let's say you found a local pizza restaurant in that market. I would maybe call their competitor and say, you know, your competitor, Domino's, is advertising on WKBC, and they're also spending full price on their advertising. How would you like to compete with them on the same radio station within the same market but pay only half the amount of money for advertising?
Yeah.
And then you go sell them the advertising. That's one idea. I mean, radio stations have all kinds of clients advertising. Just go to their competition and say, how would you like to compete on radio with your number one competitor and be able to out-advertise them for the same cost?
So then like in this example, let's say I'll go into a place that's willing to do that, have them pay cash directly to the person I secure.
No, let's say you have the guy sitting there with the $10,000 in trade, okay? And you know he's willing to sell it. And no one else is going to come to him, I assure you.
Yeah.
You go sell your advertising and get paid for it before you buy it from them.
Okay.
So let's say you approach me and I'm that other pizza guy and I say, yeah, I'll take advertising at 50% off.
Cut me a check for that amount.
Yeah, you get paid first. Then you go to him and do the deal.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Yeah.
This is not hard.
Yeah.
It's a pretty unique concept and it's very powerful.
Now, as far as unloading some of my inventory... with the product that we have for these videos, I can just be a member and pretty much you're saying, you know, I can get easy someone to buy my product once I'm a member.
Yeah, you probably could. I don't know for sure. I don't know what your product is and all the benefits of it, but there's a good chance you'd have an easier time of selling it on trade. That's very possible. You know, you may want to search on ITEX health products and maybe just call some of these people direct and say, I know you're a member of the trade exchange. I'm not, but I'm sitting on a bunch of trade dollars. You may be willing to get them to buy those things for you and just have them maintain a credit of trade dollars without you even signing up for the organization. Or just say, look, if I sell you 10 cases of the Snorex, will you buy me something on ITEX under your account?
Oh, I see.
So you can do that, too, without signing up.
Use their account to buy something I want.
Yeah, you just make a deal with them. You say, I'm going to send you this Snorex. You're going to give me a credit of trade dollars and buy me some stuff that I want. Is that fair?
Right. Yeah, that's good. My videos, right, are selling these how to protect yourself videos for normally $40. I can increase a little bit more, you're saying?
A lot of people do inflate stuff. It's frowned upon, but it's a reality that it happens. So it's up to you. You can do it.
I was just thinking maybe to raise it to 50 rather than 40.
Yeah, try it. How many of those videos do you have?
100.
I don't want you to become disillusioned because there are a lot of people on trade who inflate stuff where you're going to see stuff really jacked up. But don't let that discourage you because there are a lot of people who do that, but there's still a large amount who don't inflate items.
Uh-huh.
So only focus on the items that aren't inflated. Okay?
To things I want to buy myself, right?
Yeah, things you want to buy yourself. You'll be able to, you can tell what's inflated and what's not.
Yeah, I think I get an idea.
But I talk about legal services are rarely inflated. The things you're going to find inflated are hard products.
Well, I just remembered, you mentioned, I want to ask you, you said you incorporated through trade, is that right?
That's right.
I'd like to do that myself. I haven't yet, and I would like to do that.
Well, you know, when I did that, my accountant, who's a member of Intagio, you'll hear the interview, he got everything set up for me for my corporation.
Because I looked in the listing. That's one of the things I looked on iTax. I like an incorporating service.
Okay. Did you find anything?
No, I didn't.
I've got your email. I'll email you my accountant's number. Now, he's a member of Intagio, which is a different trade organization.
Okay.
But, yeah, see if you can find an attorney to help you do that. That's possible. I can send you my guy's name, but he's a member of Intagio.
Okay. He's going to accept trade.
Yeah, he accepts trade.
Okay.
But Intagio is a different organization. Intagio, Intagio. They're another trade organization.
Okay, would that be available for the members to list to buy trade off of?
Yeah, I've done deals in Intagio as well. That's right. Now, I'm a member of them, but I've been a member for a long time.
Would I have to be a member to go in there?
Yeah, on that one, unfortunately, they don't have the database open to everybody.
Okay.
Go in there and check it out. I haven't really been. Go see what you can find.
Yeah, I will. Could you send me that, by the way, for backup in case I don't find any?
Yeah, Intagio. Intagio. Yeah, I'll send you that.
Thanks. Yeah, I might use that, especially if you work with them before. Cause, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I can send you his name, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate the information.
Well, call me back if you have any other questions, and I'll walk you through it, okay? Enjoy, and good luck with it. Call me if you need anything.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Take care, bye.
That's the end of this consult with Marcelo on The Secret Loophole. I hope this has been helpful. And by all means, please contact me if you have any specific questions that we haven't covered in this short session. Thank you. Here's another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And it's a collection of recordings on marketing consulting. I had met a gentleman named Richard who is one of the world's best marketing consultants. And I have 12 hours of audio interviews all on the subject of marketing consulting. We also have downloads to over 23 reports on the subject of marketing. In the section of recordings, you will find a multitude of ideas that will give you very valuable ideas on how to build and grow your business and also how to teach others how to grow their business with simple, no-cost, low-cost techniques. If you go back to hardtofindseminars.com to the main page, you'll see across the top in white consulting services. If you click on that page, there's a form that will take you into a private secret section of my site I've set up just for you with all these recordings. All you have to do is fill out your name and your information and you'll be whisked away to Consulting Secrets where we have thousands of dollars worth of free downloadable audio recordings in MP3 and Flash. Also the written printed transcripts in PDF that you can start learning from starting today. This information is hot. So get on over to hardtofindseminars.com. Check out Consulting Secrets.